Okay, OG, I speak English because every time I speak Italian, there's people on YouTube that make a comments about my shit Italian, so now I speak English. Cazzo. Okay. No, you know, we come in at home down two games to none, and, you know, it's when you're down in any situation, it's difficult. So, you know, we had to have incredible concentration, incredible focus, you know, just stick together, stay with it, don't give up. And, you know, and we did that. You know, me personally, the first three games, you know, I've been having a horrible, horrible series. You know, I'm not going to blame it on my shoulder. I'm not going to blame it on my knee. It's me. And I'm just glad that I could at least score something tonight, you know, to help the team. Because the first three games, you know, I take responsibility because I put a lot of pressure on the rest of my team, and it was my fault. So I'm glad I could do something positive for the team tonight. You know, you got guys like Mattia playing a great series. You know, he's sick right now. He's battling through that. He's being a man. I talk about being a man all the time. He's being a man. Buka's doing a great job. Alex, I mean, all of us, Truck and Chris, Steve, and, you know, everybody, Cooch included, you know. But tonight was just a great, we needed that. Obviously, we need that. If we don't win, we lose, but we go home. But, you know, just we can't give up. Just got to keep going. Now we got to go to Imola and grab a win. Grab a win. It's a tough environment over there. Tough crowd. Just got to be strong. Be men. Uomini. Yeah, Majoli. I have a lot of respect for Majo. You know, he's 39 years old. I can tell you right now, I will not be playing until I'm 39 years old. To be that big and, you know, play for that long, I have a lot of respect for that guy. And he's extremely skilled. He's athletic for someone that big. And, you know, every night against him, it's a battle. He's so tall. It's so difficult to guard him. And he scores on me every time. It's difficult. But, you know, they got a good team. You know, they got a lot of veterans. Prato, great player. Carvalho Anderson, you know, very difficult to guard. Incredible shooter. You know, so, you know, we can't take them lightly. I think we took them lightly the first two games. I think we came in. We thought we were going to steamroll them. And they beat us. So now we understand what we have to do. But we have to keep coming every night. Just stay with it. Stay focused.
Okay. Una cosa, a livello psicologico, il fatto, insomma, di aver rimontato, quindi sul 2-2.
Wait, più lento, scusa.
Il fatto di aver rimontato, essere tornato.
Rimontato?
Di aver pareggiato la serie.
Now, yeah, he's saying. The first two, three games, I think it was più physical, more of the body. As the series continues, it starts to change from the corpo to the menta. Now, Garacinque, I'm speaking Italian, the fifth game, I think, is more mental than ever. And the team that has more focus and concentration is going to be the winner. Obviously, you need energy to win, but if you play within yourself and you stay mentally strong, you know, that's the team that's good. Any team that wins a championship in postseason is the most mentally strong team, without question. You know, it's not that's why you got teams with veterans that are winning championships. That's it. You want seasoned guys who know what they're doing. And that's the end of the story. You just got to have a strong mind. And hopefully in 2 days when we go to Imola, we come in with a mens sana, a mental sanity. Mente sana, yeah. So, yeah.
Grazie.
Good? Okay.
Grazie.
Grazie.
We have good television.
Yeah. television?
Yes, I know for television.
The last foul, l'ultimo fallo, was, yeah.